All right, it's 7 o'clock. First thing on the agenda is the Pledge of Allegiance. Then we'll go to a moment of silent prayer, and then we'll continue on with the meeting. All stand up, place your hand over your heart.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, let's see, let's first introduce ourselves. We have lots of new people. The COBA is almost over. I'm Mayor, you can call me Bob Stoneham. I wish you all, hope you'll find this very intriguing. We'll start over here with Susan.
Hi, I'm Susan. I'm Susan Maupin. I'm the Utility Commissioner.
Crystal. Hi there. I'm Crystal Adams. I am the Road Commissioner.
I'm Dennis Metcalf, Safety Commissioner.
I'm Bev Lush, City Clerk.
Dan Small, Treasurer.
Steve Schwartz, City Attorney.
Okay. And what we'll do, it's not on the agenda, but we've got some people here. If you've got something that you want to discuss or got a comment, be more than happy to take it at this time, give you a few minutes to talk about things. Is there anybody that's got any concerns or anything they want to bring up? Yes, ma'am. Can you identify yourself? And
I will. My name is Marietta Thompson, and I've been a resident of Worthington Hills for about 15 or 16 years. I've periodically visited the commissioner meetings. Didn't make any last year, of course, because of COVID. So I have a question, and just curious, about roads or building a sidewalk. So right where Murphy Lane is, so Murphy Lane West, there's a sidewalk where people can walk. However, Murphy Lane East, there is no sidewalk. Okay. Are we able to build a sidewalk? I've walked through there before. My children have. People walk trying to get to work.
Okay, you're talking all Westport Road, right?
Yes, from the Marathon. Like, I don't even know if
right.
we own it.
Right.
I don't know, but I'm sure.
That's not in the city of Worthington Hills.
It's not.
Okay. We start at the business buildings that's there at Northumberland.
By the daycare.
Which is, there's a sidewalk mm-hmm. that runs down to Rudy's.
Yes.
And then it's bank. I don't know what Jefferson County has plans, but that's Marcus, is it Winkler?
Yeah.
It's Marcus Winkler.
Okay.
Is the councilman's on the metro city government.
Okay.
All right. So you might want to talk with them. I know they've talked about it. I don't really know where they're at with it because they're planning on doing some construction work on widening Westport Road. That's in the works right now. So that might be part of the new plans to put the sidewalk in once they've done all the construction.
Okay.
That's the best I know.
Yeah,
okay.
That's perfect. Thank you. I've been meaning to ask that for years.
That's fine.
I was going to add, you could call 311 as well. Metro 311, if you just dial 311 on your cell phone, it'll connect you with Louisville Metro Call Center, and they'll put in like a ticket for you, and they'll assign it to a certain jurisdiction.
Okay.
And you can request in the ticket, please let them call me, get back to me, email me, whatever. And they should, somebody from one of the jurisdictions should get back with you and answer your question as well.
Thank you, Crystal.
Okay, is there any Anybody else who would like to say something? I know you're all just willing, you know, ready to jump up there. Okay. Oh, yes, ma'am.
Hi, I'm Tara LeBlanc. I've lived in Worthington Hills since 2010, on Queen Anne's Court and now on Luray Court.
Okay.
So, been here for a while. A couple things. I noticed in the past few years the parking, like, I know that there are bylaws in the city, and I also know that it seems like in the past maybe 3 years things changed. And I have kind of a two-pronged question about that. The first one is the hours of the parking permit. How it goes to midnight on Sunday through Thursday, and then 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday, but there's never any overnight parking allowed.
Right.
Are these hours that our city created?
That's what we have put in place because of the, on all the cul-de-sacs, if there's any parking on the street, especially at night, it could hamper emergency vehicle travel. I live on Pulaski, which is another narrow street, one of the original. The old Pulaski is one of the original streets in Worthington Hills. And I have actually experienced where we've had an ambulance come. Well, the first, the cops showed up, then the ambulance showed up, and then the fire truck showed up. And when the police officer left, he had to actually drive into somebody's front yard, part of the front yard, to get back out. And the fire truck had to back completely out because the ambulance hadn't left yet. There's just not enough room for safe passage for an emergency vehicle. And in the case of it being night and people being asleep, that could really be a life and death type of situation on a time frame. And that's why we have no parking on the cul-de-sacs overnight, period.
I understand that, and I respect that.
Okay.
But I do think, so first of all, parking in the grass is another thing that's not allowed, but that would kind of solve that problem if we had an overnight permit that allowed for that.
Well, you could, that's true, okay? We've done it, and then people have abused it.
And I do understand that, but we have four vehicles. We have three adult drivers in our house and one extra car in case the car breaks down.
Right.
I've driven a lot of lemons in my life.
Right.
I've had more mechanics.
I understand.
Yeah. I mean, I'm 39 and I'm on my, like, eighth car and all of them are broken. but we have a completely full driveway, so that keeps us from ever being able to host family without breaking the rules.
You have a garage also, though.
I'm sorry?
Don't you have a garage? If I think I know which house you're in, I believe you have a garage.
Well, we have a garage, but we have a garage full of stuff. it's barely big enough for us to all live in.
Okay.
And I'm not the only one that's had, I mean, I've lived here a long time, and I think this is an issue that people really care about. And my second prong to that point is that in 2019, I went back and I read Meeting Minutes. And in 2019, I actually got a ticket for us having an RV in our driveway. And I think I talked to you. I talked to somebody. And we moved our RV.
All right. Yeah, you talked to me if you were on Queen Anne's Court.
Yes, that was me. So
okay.
We had a long conversation about it, and we talked about it. And I think you and I even talked about how city ordinances said that it could be behind your house, but not in front of your driveway.
It can't be in front of the facade, right?
Right. Okay, but there are still RVs parked in the neighborhood.
And we're still working on getting them out of there. It's not us that have the authority to do it. Code enforcement is out of Jefferson County. It's their rules on the RVs and on the parking on the lawn.
So, okay, but I lived for about a year across the street in Willow Creek, and nobody ever had any problems. Like, from what I understand,
Willow Creek's across the street.
I know.
Okay.
When I talked to the city inspector, which I did do, he said that it's because people in this neighborhood repeated, like, I don't know who it is, but someone calls him and complains all the time.
Right.
And the thing is, I want to be a good neighbor. We are quiet. Our kids are quiet.
Right.
I've lived in this neighborhood for a long time. I want it to be a good place. But legitimately, when you and I talked, you said that this RV issue is an eyesore and it makes it so that people don't want to live in this neighborhood. But on the counter that when there's this many rules and people are getting dinged all the time for little things like this, right. It has the same effect. And, like, I just...
Well, the RB was a problem anyhow because it was a safety hazard because it was parked on the stands. I know you moved it. Okay, and again, we're trying to make sure, and this is what changed when the administration changed, when we got rid of the families. Okay, we're now trying to make sure that the properties are being maintained. And to do that, there's just certain things we have to do. And I'm sorry for the inconvenience that it may be, but if we let one person do it, then we got to let more people do it.
I don't understand why we couldn't have overnight parking passes the same way that we have the day passes if people park on their grass.
There is a provision within the parking ordinance to build a parking pad. Have you seen pads that are between the sidewalks and the street?
I have, and I actually talked to my neighbor about that. She said it had to be like 6 to 8 inches deep, and that would be great. But I own the house on Queen Anne's Court, but we rent the one on Luray. So I'm not going to pour a concrete pad.
It doesn't have to be concrete.
Or gravel. I'm not going to put a bunch of gravel in the yard either.
I think the larger issue is that some of these things seem to be enforced inconsistently. For example, there's an RV parking in front of a house on the street that we live on.
On the street?
On the driveway.
In the driveway, on the same street that we live on. But more importantly, it's that we understand these are Louisville Metro ordinances. It's up to Louisville Metro to enforce those. If it's truly a safety hazard,
they're the ones enforcing them.
They're being called by people within.
They're being called by the city officials because it is a safety hazard. It is an eyesore. Unfortunately, we're in a position that we have to abide by certain things.
Okay. Yes, you have to abide by the city ordinances. You don't have to proactively go out there and call them on every infraction that you see, right? There's a difference between having law and order and respectful society and living and feeling like you're living under a magnifying glass, right? And that's sort of the atmosphere that over the past few years has been built up in this.
Well, I disagree because my property values, okay, the property values need to be maintained.
Everybody's property value is going up right now.
Right. Everybody's is going up right now.
Parking or not.
But the thing is
impact property value.
If you don't enforce the law, you can't pick and choose what you're going to enforce. You just can't do it because it's just like saying, all right, we can let you park on the grass overnight, okay, but we still are going to have a parking permit to do it. Okay. The problem is people don't get the parking permits.
Well, the last time I called to get a parking permit, I picked up the phone and I said, "Is it Dennis? You're Dennis?"
Yeah, Dennis.
And you hung up, and then I called back twice, and I left a voicemail. I never heard back from anybody.
Well, I'm sorry if I did that.
I mean, I'm not mad about that particularly, but it's like I'm trying to follow the rules and
right.
I can't.
I understand.
So I just. I am a non-confrontational person. This is a big thing for me to come and say this,
right.
Like to you guys. But I like this neighborhood, and legitimately, I want to move. And I've had multiple people in the neighborhood tell me the same thing. And that's sad to me, because we want people who want to be good neighbors and want to stay. Like, I literally had, I asked a question about it, and I had 4 different people reach out to me privately and tell me about bad experiences that they've had like this.
Well... It's the unfortunate thing. I mean,
you're throwing your hands up in the air and you're saying there's nothing I can do about it, but there is, right?
I am not going to stop, and I'll make this very clear, okay? We have code enforcement in Jefferson County. If the rules are being violated, then if they're going to be called in. That's just the way, unfortunately, it is. Because if we don't start somewhere, it just gets out of hand. Before we took over, do you remember how much parking was on the street? And the street parking is a real issue because we have people that don't take care of the vehicles. And when those vehicles are parked on the street, they damage the asphalt. And that's important. That is a cost factor. That costs every one of the property owners in the city of Worthington Hills when we have to go and repair asphalt spots.
I do remember those years, and honestly, I liked it better then.
Well, that's fine.
I never
had an issue where I couldn't get down the street in the 6 years that I lived in this neighborhood.
Well,
so if the enforcement just started with an administration change a few years ago, it wasn't impactful. What I would say is that the positive impact that you feel you might be getting from these changes are being outweighed by negative impacts in people's day-to-day lives, right? We couldn't get a hold of your safety commissioner to get a parking pass. We were having family come into town for our wedding who needed to stay with them. So instead of being able to focus on the happy occurrence in our lives, we've got to stress out about how to get a parking pass, and we couldn't. So then we had to be like, well, we're not turning away family, so if we get this, we'll just have to deal with it.
Well, I'm sorry about that incident, okay? But there's, you can always call my number. My phone, unless I'm on the phone with somebody, you'll always get through to me, okay? And I will definitely make sure that Dennis gets advised to make sure to call somebody back. If he might have had a bad phone that day, Dennis gets called directly on his cell phone.
I'm not mad at Dennis. I understand. I don't mean it like that. And moreover, like, it would just be nice if there was a provision that it would allow for us to follow the rules, but not try to be like, do I need to park my family's extra vehicle at Walmart?
I had to break my daughter of it because they had ditch mud ruts.
Oh, yeah.
Which was bad, too. So.
Exactly.
You just have to do it once and get a permit. That's fine, but when they're doing it every night.
But you can't get a permit to park in the
night. We can just do it overnight.
I know you can park on the street.
Yes. During the day, for sure. And you're right. I don't want big
rust.
The landlord would hate us.
Right. We'll work on the problem, okay? I understand what you're saying when you're having family. But again, it goes back to we get abuse of it, okay? I know of one person in the city that is taken and they got a parking permit and then they turn around and use it all the time. Even with the bad date on it.
Well, then that's an invalid parking permit.
Right. But when the security patrol looks at it, all they're looking to see if there's a piece of paper. They're not looking at the date.
I think that goes to show you how seriously they feel that that is a safety issue, right?
I don't care what they think it's a safety issue. I think it's a safety issue, okay? It comes down to me, okay? I believe in no parking on the street at night after people go to sleep, because I've actually experienced having the emergency vehicles show up at 2 o'clock in the morning and having no way of bypassing each other on the street. That's what my concern is. Because if this had been if the person had really had a life-threatening situation and the ambulance had to evade around a parked car, it doesn't take much for somebody to pass away.
And we understand that. We do. Like, I'm not saying you should allow overnight street parking.
Right.
That's maybe on the grass once in a while.
Okay.
And I appreciate you all taking our concerns seriously. I really am just trying to share a frustration that's been in this building for about 3 years for me. But the other thing that I would like to point out is that if the RV rule is still an RV rule, there's one in my court. It's been there for months. And
that RV is connected to the truck, okay? Because I know which one you're talking about.
So that's okay because it's on the truck?
It's there temporarily. It's not there permanently.
But it's on
the hitch. And
like
they're going to be camping with it.
Is it 30 days or something?
Makes no sense.
Yeah, that's inconsistent. Doesn't make any sense. Either you can park an RV in the driveway or you can't, regardless of if it's a fifth wheel or not. What does a fifth wheel have to do? with it.
It won't be there after they go on vacation. They're prepping it for vacation. I know this.
Okay, but that seems inconsistent.
It's not inconsistent. It's not up on jacks. It's not prepared to be lived in. It's being prepared for camping trip.
I didn't have an RV being prepared to be lived in my driveway. It was for camping trips.
Right, but it was still up on jacks.
And I moved it.
I know you moved it. I know you moved it. I just know that the camper. I'm familiar with that camper. That camper is being prepared for being on a camping trip.
So, okay.
It's not there permanently. It wasn't there prior to about 3 weeks ago. Okay? And it's just takes it out of the storage area, brings it down, prepares it for camping. Once they're done camping, it goes back to the storage area.
I think her question is how long can it sit there?
It's in the driveway. I don't know which one it is.
How long can it sit there? That was the question.
How long? It's like 3 weeks.
Okay.
But again, the it's being prepared for camping. It's not. It's not parked there permanently. It's temporary while they prepare it. How's it going to prepare for
the ordinance doesn't talk about it. You know, there's an exception for people getting ready to go camping. I mean, that's usually what they have campers for. So how long is long enough? There's nothing, because I can remember the parking ordinance that permits any exception. It just says you can't have it in the driveway. You can't have them on the street. So I don't think that there's an exception for people getting
ready. They have the right to prepare it. They don't have the right to live in it. They don't have it's on the truck. The truck hasn't moved. Camper hasn't moved. It's connected to the truck. I know it's being prepared because they go out on a family gathering once a year. And you have to prepare the things.
Who are the owners of this property?
Harold Hall. Yeah.
So I guess the question is, what is a reasonable amount of time to prep a camper?
We can only do it on the weekends because he works during the week.
So what I'm hearing is, as long as we know you, we can explain the situation to you, and you're okay with it, and it's fine for it to be parked in the driveway for an extended period of time.
If you want to report it, you're welcome to report it.
I don't want to because I don't care. I don't want to live. Well,
then,
in
then it's not.
It's not consistent. I don't.
Have you all been reported? If you park a vehicle on the street at night, have you been with his?
Yes.
We parked in the grass the one time when we had family in for the wedding, and we got reported.
So what happened?
What happened?
Yeah, did the police come out and talk to you?
There was a citation on the truck windshield.
Well, I can tell you that the citations are the county attorney in this county doesn't care about that stuff. You might get a citation, but they're not going to do anything about it.
So what you're saying underscored my point earlier. The county does not care about this stuff. And yet there has been built an atmosphere within our community that we're living under a magnifying glass, and any time that there's an infraction, you're going to have somebody called out on you to write a citation. Why create all that stress and anxiety among your own community and your neighbors if the county doesn't care about it?
Well, that's a good question, but I can't answer that.
That is the broad...
Well, that's just like the county attorney won't even prosecute any marijuana bust under a certain level. I'm not for that. The county attorney's not doing his job down there.
He's a personal friend of mine. I think he's doing a great job.
I
think that's fine.
I don't really care. And I don't want to get into it anymore. We've had our conversation about the parking, okay? We'll work on the thing about parking on the grass overnight, okay? But parking on the street's out of the question.
That's fine, and I appreciate your time.
And again,
that this isn't a complaint about specific things as it is an overall atmosphere of micromanaging people's lives within our community that I don't think is appreciated. And if you could just maybe think on that for a while, and kind of hear what people are saying, what we're saying, and maybe change the approach to something, I think that might go over very well amongst people that we have spoken to.
I quite frankly, and you know, Bob and I just really agree on a lot of things, but we don't agree on some, but I personally feel that it's just like raising a kid, you know, if you say don't do that, you're going to not be able to go to a friend's house in the weekend, and then they do it and let them go to a friend's house. That's counterintuitive. That's not the way to do things. So you don't sanction someone if you know it's not going to be enforced. So to send a notice out to someone that, you know, you got a parking ticket, you should be on the street, knowing full well that no one's going to do anything about it, I think that creates the ill will that you're talking about.
I mean, that's very valid.
And I don't think that that's what you need in any society. You know, it's all about getting along and you know, Bob, let me say this. Bob has done an excellent job since been here. The open spaces are cleaned up. There's a lot of things that have been great. We had great commissioners. One sitting right there, Carol was a great commissioner. Linda was a great commissioner. We've got great commissioners now. Dennis is top drawer. I mean, everybody. That it has improved, but I agree that there's a certain effect that's created in any society when it becomes onerous and people are feeling the ill effects of that. So that is not good. It's not good in a family. It's not good in a small city. It's not good in a country. And then when you start feeling the anxiety of that, then that has an adverse effect on your life. It does. The way you think and the way you feel, the way you feel when you get up in the morning, the way you feel when you go to bed. Those are the things that we try to alleviate in life. You know, I told my kids when they were 3 years old, I said, just be a good citizen. They looked at me quizzically, you know, and finally came to me at different ages and said, I finally get it, you know. That's what you got to be. Just be a good citizen, you know. And treat everybody the same. Treat everybody as if they're important. You know, I read the Declaration of Independence every 4th of July, and right in the guts of that is all men are created equal. Well, you know, if I was right, it was that all men and women are created equal. You know, but the implication was that everybody is equal. I am a firm advocate of that. I just think that that is so true. So, you get back to uniformity. You get back to, you know, if you're going to cite everybody, cite someone for parking on the street, then you got to cite the person that's going up his camper for 3 weeks to go on a fishing trip or something like that. There's nothing built into the ordinance that says you can have a vehicle, a recreational vehicle in your driveway, and you can spend 3 weeks filling it up with, you know, pork and beans. It just isn't there. So they should be cited, I think. But then again, nothing's going to happen.
They're going to notice. That's about it.
If it helps, I live on Luray Court, so you guys can come down and use my driveway whenever you need to. I'm a single mom, so
I have
three spots that you can use.
Next thing you know, the tires will be off.
Really, thank you so much for saying that.
Yeah,
we really
okay.
appreciate it.
Yeah, I live down by the RV, so.
Okay.
Yeah, I know where you live. I know Alex. I didn't know you. Know.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for taking the time to listen again. I probably took a little bit more time.
Oh, that's okay.
So I appreciate it.
It comes with the position.
I think it's been cathartic in a way. At least it has been for me. But, you know, I might not be a job in the time. If you come in here and you see some different attorney, then, you know.
I know you said you didn't want to put something in the front yard. Have you looked into putting something on the side of the driveway, even if it's like a...
I mean, it's a rental house. Oh, okay, I apologize. Thank you. Okay, thank you. Yeah, yeah, because I've seen that that works. I understand moving cars. I understand that. Yeah, I forget every time my daughters come home from college with their friends, and I have a two-car garage, but it's a bunch of them, right? So, and I'm on the corner lot, so really technically the side of the house, you know, I'm responsible for, but I'm like, no, you don't, can't park there. I don't want you to get tickets. So
where do you live again?
On Bay Run Drive, right at the corner. So if you come down North Umberland and you turn left on Bay Run Drive, I'm the first house on the right. I have red.
Okay, you're the one that had the mail drop box hit a couple of weeks ago?
No, sir.
She had mail stolen about 6 months ago.
Oh, she had mail stolen? Yeah.
Didn't you have like an Amazon packet or something stolen?
That was in 2019, I believe.
Okay.
Right.
A couple years ago.
Yes. But it was my neighbor that's across the street.
I remember,
he parked his cars in the grass. I don't know if you all know the sitcom Sanford and Son.
Yeah.
He is the white version of Sanford.
You're in the first one.
First one on the right.
On the right, he's come in. Okay, I know which one you're talking about. You're across from the house that was for sale and the rental property. Yeah.
Yes, yes. And right. I was like, ooh, y'all take him with y'all. I mean,
yeah.
Come on in now. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay. Is there anything else that anybody wants to say to the city commission? I understand your problems. Dennis, I will talk about it. Okay. I understand your situations, okay?
To be honest, I don't care if he moves his camper or not. Really, I don't care about that stuff. It's just the point of it.
I understand.
So please don't go tell him that this lady's mad about your camper. I don't care about his camper.
You know what? You're going to help me pack you.
It'll be fine. Be gone quicker.
Okay.
No, I'm pretty sure he'll move it. I mean, he's my neighbor. I'm pretty sure he'll move it. He got back from a camping trip. I don't know if he's taking another one, but he was washing it on Sunday, so I don't know if he's preparing for another one, but I didn't know about this door thing.
Oh, yeah, you would. We had a house up for sale for over 3 months because somebody had an RV parked in one of the side streets.
It's going to take a lot more than a camper and a driver.
No, I'm going to tell you what. They couldn't sell this house because the guys, because one of the things, the comments that was made, because I talked to the real estate agent, she says, how long has that camper been there? And I says, forever. And she says, yeah, I can't sell this house because of it.
In this market, if she can't sell a house like that, she won't.
Well, that was before. This has been a couple of years ago, okay? And we got that one moved out. But anyhow, all right. Anything else before we move along? Thank you very much for your comment. We'll take it and deal with it, all right? I appreciate it. Okay, first thing after this is... city meeting minutes from June 15th. Did anybody have any corrections? You've read them? Any need corrections? All right. If not, do I hear a motion to accept the minutes?
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Melton. All those in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Okay, unanimous. The financial reports, they were sent out Friday. Everybody get a chance to look at them. They worked out okay for you, Crystal? Okay, good. Do I hear a motion to accept the June financial reports?
I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Maffin. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Unanimous. Okay. All right, we've had the reimbursement or the invoice receipts and reimbursement sheets run around, and they're all approved for signature. Okay, now comes to the city attorney's report.
A couple of things. The tax arrearages are steadily coming in. Ben and I have worked hard at the end. We're sending them letters to encourage them. Some people find them preparing liens that we filed if they don't pay their arrearage. And then we get some energy there. And then once Silly Corey sent another letter, because I want these people to pay. I don't want to assume, you know. But it's amazing that you just don't get it where you give them every opportunity to do it. And then the minute you file the lien and you send a copy of the lien, they're like, why do you do that? So anyway, I'm getting ready to file about 4 or 5 lawsuits for people that have not paid taxes going way back. And the unfortunate thing about that is that there's a provision in the statute that I can recover attorney's fees, and it's a foreclosure action. You know, you get title exams, you name the mortgage companies and all that stuff. I don't like doing that, but, you know, horse to water and all that stuff. But anyway, Robert, what I think the entire commission empowered me to do was to prepare this resolution. Cities can prepare ordinances, they can prepare municipal orders, and then they can resolve to do things. So this is apart from the building of the sidewalk on property that is not within the city. But
no, it's not building, it's repairing.
It is. So City of Woodland Hills Kentucky, Resolution 36-2021, regarding sidewalk and driveway maintenance. The City Commission, having discussed rural Metro Jefferson County Government Ordinance 156-052, print DC, was provided in part that all sidewalks and walkways, stairs, driveways, parking spaces, and similar areas shall be kept in a proper state of repair and maintained free from hazardous conditions. That is a direct quote from the KRS.
No, it's not KRS, it's Louisville Metro.
But with Louisville Metro, there's a
okay.
KRS.
Okay, sorry.
So anyways, they cited the same number. The commission resolved that the owners of the real property located within the city found they're responsible for complying with Ordinance 156.052. Best improved if they pass it, they're going to vote on it. And if that goes, if they resolve to do that, then sidewalk maintenance is up to the property owners and not the city.
I didn't realize it was a KRS, too. So.
Direct quote of it. This is
okay,
KRS.
Good.
That's why I put in KRS. And
if things change with Louisville, we'll just move it up to KRS.
Have a question about sidewalk maintenance. There are places in our city that don't even have sidewalks.
Right.
So
those people are lucky.
Well, I know, but if you're going to come in and tell me or her or him that they have to repair a crack in the sidewalk and you don't have a sidewalk, shouldn't we have to put a sidewalk in those places so we can use it?
No.
I mean, if I have to pay for a sidewalk, why doesn't he have to?
Because there's nothing there to repair.
There's nothing
there. I know, but there's, why do I have to have a sidewalk if you don't?
It was put in back when years ago. Okay, I don't know when it was put in. Could have been put in when they put your street in. I don't really know. Okay.
The developer put in a plan that was approved by county zoning, and they approved this plan without sidewalks in different places.
Right.
That's how that happened.
Well, I'm saying, but it just doesn't seem fair that some people suddenly have to pay to repair a sidewalk, and other people don't even have one.
Well, it's not fair. The same thing is, it's not fair for people who don't have the sidewalks to have to prepare, pay for the sidewalk repair where there are. Okay.
I'm saying that, but that means when I come in, you don't have sidewalks in your street. So when I walk down your street, I have to walk on the street.
Right.
And I pay taxes for that. But if you walk on my sidewalk, I have to pay for it. It seems uneven.
Well, the thing is, I know
what it says on paper.
Okay, and there's been quite a few comments about it, and unfortunately, it's not for us to pay for stuff that's adjacent or on the property of the property owners. If it was down near the street, it'd be a different thing. But this is actually. The next thing they'll know, the one is being paving the park from the sidewalk down to the street.
Well, the sidewalk is on easement on my yard.
Okay.
But I don't mind fixing the sidewalk. Here's my concern. And my sidewalk is in great shape, but it should have cracked and dropped 3 or 4 inches. Am I going to be allowed to repair it? Do you all hire somebody and I reimburse them? Because I can fix my own sidewalk.
No, we can't be involved. Here's part of the other problem. If we're involved in any part of the repair, okay, then we can be held accountable for any accidents on it. We can be held liable.
I can repair my own sidewalk.
You prepare your own sidewalk.
That's all I want to get to.
Okay. All right. Is there any questions about this at all? Do you want to make any comments?
I just want to make one comment that you guys may not know, that make sure you file or shovel your sidewalk, because you are liable if someone falls on the sidewalk in front of your house. That is a homeowner liability issue.
Right. So I'm going to make a motion on...
Can you remove the sidewalk?
I actually
like
the question.
Like,
is it cheaper to remove the sidewalk?
You can't remove the sidewalk.
I'm responsible for repairing it, you know.
You can't remove it.
I'm not suggesting you do, but that's a good question.
Well, you know, I shovel my sidewalk, but overnight,
I know
you do. Again, if somebody falls, am I still, you know, I did the best I could. I'm still going to be responsible. But, you know. So, I didn't believe you.
Well, I'm going to make the motion to approve resolution number 3, series 2, 2021. And I'm looking for a second.
I'll
second.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. All those in favor say aye. Oh, I'll tell you what. Let's do it by roll call vote. And go ahead, Commissioner Metcalf.
What exactly is this resolution?
This is the resolution he just read.
Okay.
It's right there on your table.
We're not trying to slip it in.
It's right there. It's right there. I gave you a copy of it. Okay. All right. Commissioner Metcalf?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Commissioner Muffin?
Yes.
Okay. And Mayor Stone, yes. Okay. And I'll sign it when we get done here. All right. Newest thing that came up today, and I don't want to be mentioning names and addresses, okay, but I do want to bring this up because this is an issue. Okay. Y'all know we have these rental property registrations in the vacant home registrations. This one came in today, and I can attest, and I would stand up in testimony that this information on this sheet is not accurate or true.
Some of it.
All of it.
All of it. Even the address?
Well, the address is right, but give me a break. I'm talking about the stuff that where he talks about the residents and the tenants, okay? I want to bring this up because I want to get Steve's input on what actions the city should be taking, because there's a good chance this is a government
Section 8
or a government HUD house. You know, there's two different types, okay, from what I found out. And it could be government subsidized. And that's what's concerning to me, because nobody's living in this house.
So why? Okay, what part of this? He sent it to me, and I'm curious to know what part of it is not accurate.
There's nobody living in it.
How do you know that?
Because first off, I've got information from the neighbor, and also I know because nobody there, the trash is never taken out. Okay.
Well,
and the neighbor,
how do they have trash?
They just have trash.
They don't have trash.
Nobody,
there's never trash out there.
Oh,
and
okay.
The only time I've seen,
right.
I've seen somebody go in and leave at 2:00 in the morning. Don't ask me how I know. Okay. But I do know that I'm suspicious of what's going on in the house. Okay. That's what, you know, when Dennis and I in our security patrols are very well aware of the neighborhood, okay? This is disturbing to me because these, as far as I'm concerned, this is an official government document. Even though it's little Worthington Hills. And if there is fraud going on with the government housing subsistence, I don't want to be part of it.
You're thinking there might be a subsidy coming in and there's no tenant.
Right.
Yeah. Well, then we need to find out, because that's certainly something we can inform the government about.
Right.
How do you know that it's a government?
I don't know. We need to check on it. But the thing is if it... We have a suspicion, okay? We have a neighbor who has informed us there could be government subsidy on this house.
Okay.
That nobody's living in.
So they can
the person claiming, also seen...
They could be claiming that, they're renting to...
Right. And the person also told me just last week, they seen the landlord go into this house and nobody's living over there. And right there, that's a violation of a tenant rule if there's nobody living there.
What's the violation? The landlord goes to an empty property?
Well, yeah, if there's nobody living there.
But if he's the owner, can he go?
Yeah, but she's got to have permission and the tenant's got to have
that. That's really good. No, every lease has a permission upon notice of the tenant that you can get in there.
Right.
All right, but you're getting into some contractual...
Well, but I understand that. That's not why I'm saying I'm concerned with... they're falsifying the document.
Yeah, okay, I can live with that. But
okay,
I
and they're also possible a fraud.
That they're collecting government
it's
money,
the same,
but no one's living there.
The question, your question is she getting a subsidy when she doesn't have a tenant?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, I can check. I don't know. I don't know anything about subsidy.
I don't want you calling that person. I don't want you emailing that person. I want to find out.
I don't know how you find that out, though.
The government agency, with us being city officials, we ought to be able to call the two organizations and find out if there's a subsidy going to that address.
Okay.
I mean, the person's name that they have on here is the proper name of who used to be there. Okay?
So, HUD and what's the one? Let me see what I can do.
HUD and Section 8, there's two of them. Okay? The person thing that's on this sheet is the previous resident. Because they'll ask you that.
Oh, okay. So you think that at some point in time, the people that she names in this application or this form, registration form, did at one time live there.
Right.
Right.
So they've moved out, and they've moved somewhere, and they're still collecting on that one. Okay?
Well, yeah. All right. Let me see what I can do.
Don't call that landlord.
I won't.
I'll know if you did. Okay.
I was married in 1984.
I don't care about your marriage.
That's the year after I graduated. Hospital.
I'll be 74 on August 3rd.
Really? Well,
what?
I look like you.
Be what?
I'll be 74 on August 3rd. What are you going to give me for my birthday? Not as a city official, but as
a pain in the ass.
I'm married when? 1984. I got married in 1984.
Okay.
That's wonderful.
I had a friend who gave us a girl in law school, in high school. I want to study. 6 months after we married, we did this wedding gift from the colony. She said, I waited 6 months. I don't think you're married for less. I'm still married.
All right.
Sorry, Bob. You hate when I die.
I know. Anything else that, Ground Effects, we've seen what Ground Effects got an update today. They're going to be out pulling the gravel and the weeds starting Thursday?
Tomorrow,
okay. And they're thinking they can be done by Friday. So
this is something he's done a great job with. You know, they started out with that plant down there and they expanded. Dan Hampson lives in there. They're running lights all the time in the people's houses. And
I'm going to be out there with my tape measure when Cherie Long goes to make the inspection. You know, I sent an email out stating that I wanted to be part of that final inspection. I will be having my tape measure, and I will be measuring those trees. They will be the minimum height at least.
They did that temporary parking area for an inspection bay. They put yellow tape all up there.
Oh, did they?
Start at Nadu's corner and
okay.
Right.
This is a company.
We're gonna get this done.
He's done a great job.
I know it's been a group effort.
I think that's it for me.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Yeah, thanks.
They know me real well.
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah.
Okay, old business. Does anybody have any old business that they need to bring up? Any of you commissioners?
Yeah. We discussed about setting a date for the shred day. September 25th.
Have you been working on it?
Well, he's just waiting for us to set up the date. That's all, and you know, so it will go with his schedule as well. So
September 25th will work for him.
Yes, as long as we don't have like the city festival, or you know, I don't know if doing the weekends back to back like that would be successful. It might be, I don't know.
What's the 25th?
It's a Saturday, I believe.
when's the third Saturday in September? Who's got a calendar?
I do on my phone.
September 18th.
Okay, September 18th is yard sale day.
Right.
So the 25th is fine if that's what y'all want to do, but y'all gonna have to, you're gonna have to get this organized, and you ain't got a whole lot of time.
We can go into the first weekend of October.
Huh?
That we can go into the first weekend of October.
Right, right.
You got
October 2nd.
I say do it the 25th because people are going to have yard sale stuff and they'll want to get their shredding ready at the same time, probably.
That's a lot to get ready. I don't know. Yeah. Yard sales are.
Yeah, you don't want to do it on the yard sale week.
Work, yeah, so.
And are we going to pull this? Are we going to place this on Chesterfield?
Yeah. Whatever would be easier for people to pull up, give the shred staff their bin or their, you know, put it in the bin or whatever, and then they can pull off. If they want to stand and watch their paperwork be shredded, they can. There's a bubble on the side of the shred truck that they can watch and
well,
their stuff be
there's
shredded.
There's no houses on Chesterfield. That's the blank street. And when you come up North Cumberland, okay, we could pull them on there, and that way we could pull them back a little bit so they could drive in, kind of curve in, and then curve out.
That's perfect, yeah. That would be great.
And then if they do want to watch, you know, they can, we'll set up a, you can park on the street for the time being.
Yeah.
Temporary parking on the street. But it'll be during daylight hours, so. Well, what's a good time if it's the 25th? What do they normally do?
I think we've got to do 3 or 4 hours, so either 10 to 3, you know, something like that, 10 to 3, or if it's a 3-hour event, 10 to 2. Or that's.
Do we want to do 10?
I can't.
See, I don't know if we want to go through lunch. If we're going to do 3 hours, what about 1 to 4?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, let me check his Saturday hours to make sure.
Okay.
Because they're coming from Lexington. So, and also, should we order 1 or 2 trucks?
Just one.
One? Okay.
Yeah. I don't think there's going to, I don't know how much I could.
And is it just paper or is it like electronics as well?
No.
Just paper?
It's just paper, okay. Yes. They don't have an electronic recycle, but that's not to say maybe in the future we couldn't do something like that.
Okay.
Louisville has theirs.
The city has one.
Right.
No, but I always find out about it after it's already happened.
Yeah.
How are you going to tell the residents about it?
Well, I've suggested that we, Bob is going to take care of the signs. He's
there will be signs.
Yeah, we're going to have signs out, and then I guess we could also put it on the.
We'll put it on the website.
Yeah.
Okay. The problem we have with the signage will be near the shredding equipment because, you know, we make this too public, we end up with everybody and their brother in there. We'll have the Coldstream people in here, we'll have the
that's true.
I mean, yeah. I'm curious if there's an objection that we check for residency. Yeah. If we're going to be paying for it, I don't want to be paying for Fincastle. I don't want to be paying for Oakhurst. I don't want to be paying for Coldstream. So I would like to see if we can check for residency.
It would have to be the commissioners. I'm sure the shred guys aren't going to do it.
Well, we could take turns up there.
Yeah,
I'll turn people away. I got no problem with that.
I would prefer it to be in the morning, though, so I could have the evening off.
To be honest.
If it's got to be 3 hours, the problem I got, you're not going to get, if it's a Saturday, you're going to have a hard time getting people.
At 10 o'clock.
Before 10 o'clock.
Okay, well, we could start at 11. The city there's lines at that time in the morning because I take my stuff when they have a red event. So 11, maybe.
11 to 2?
Yeah, that works for me.
That might be good. 11 to 2 on the 25th? Okay.
Let me respond to her comment. Electronics Recycling, there's a company downtown. It's with Louisville Metro. I used to work for Parks, so okay. I know a lot about Louisville Metro.
Okay.
It's called Meriwether. I'll have to get you the address after the meeting. We just always called it Meriwether.
Yeah.
We bought Meriwether Avenue.
Okay.
They take 3 electronic items per day. You can drive down there and pick up 3
okay.
printers or computers or whatever. But they'll take 3 items per day for free, and they're open on... I believe they're open Saturday from like 10 to 3 or something
okay.
like that. But they're open Monday through Friday.
They take TV sets too?
Yeah, they take full
Global Thrift.
Full CRT monitors,
Global Thrift will take it up on the front porch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have to
pay for it
though?
No. They're a thrift store and they also give to charities.
Okay.
So that's why I love to use them.
Okay. As an IT person, I wouldn't drop a laptop off at Meriwether because the hard drive, you know, the data on the hard drive, I would take the hard drive out because,
okay.
you know, it can
yeah.
be compromised and
okay.
stolen that way.
Okay.
So,
yeah, you take the hard drive out and take a drill through it.
Yeah, hammer the hard drive.
Drill, you take a drill through it.
Okay.
3 or 4 places, and then you can trash it. So, all right.
Thank you.
May I ask you a question?
Yes.
Are you on Marcus's email list?
No.
Okay. If you might want to get on Marcus's email list because she sends out an email newsletter every Friday.
Okay.
Okay. And he has notices on it when those type of events are happening.
Okay. Yeah, I always miss them. Always.
But he's bad about, he's had the last one, he got down to the last day. So,
okay.
Again, if you might, and Kip is his assistant. Epperly, I think is how he says his name. How?
A-R-T-H.
E-A-R. Yeah, something like that. But Kip will get you on the mail list. You call his office, you'll probably talk to Kip. Kip can get you on the mail list, or you can email him, okay? I get his emails, I just get upset, so.
E-A-T-H-E-R-L-Y.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll be getting to the snow removal and that bid net next month. Okay. Emergency. What do you got for the emergency stuff there, Ms. Commissioner Metcalf?
I want to thank Harold for helping me find this stuff. I found a company called emergencykits.com.
Mm-hmm.
And they have something comparable to what we need. We can always add things to it if we need to. And if you want to take a look at it, pass around. And I think they're running about 69.
Yeah, I've got a copy of it.
Okay. I think they want about $69.95 or something like that per kit.
And by the way, our HB 413 payment that we got this past quarter went from around 750 to over 1,000. So court's back in session.
Okay, what's that? What is that?
413 goes into the security, the expense. That's what we're doing the emergency stuff with. Okay. Radio checks tonight when we get home. The person that made the motion for this is not going to be available because he's in Cincinnati.
What time?
Can we do it at 11 o'clock? Or we can do it sooner if it's more convenient.
I'm fine. I'll be up at
11.
I won't be.
Okay.
You can do me, and then you can do them.
Okay. I'll start out with you.
Huh?
I'm not going to be up at
11. Dan says he's not going to be up at 11 o'clock, so you have to do
Dan.
How about
10 o'clock?
Only 10.
Okay. Channel 15.
Channel 15?
Yeah. Channel.
Turn yours on when you get home, because I'll be doing mine as soon as I get home. All right. Let's see.
That's a nice kid.
So are you ordering the kits, or?
We're going to order kits for each commissioner, so when they're out and about, they have the things that they need to do there.
Okay.
To be safe to be while approved? They do their job.
Right. Does that have to be approved, or is it now decided? And I just want to put it in the minutes.
We can vote on
approving. Yeah, well, you make a motion. We can get a second.
I'll make a motion that we approve the emergency kits for commissioners.
I'll second it. All those in favor?
Yeah.
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Thank you.
I gave him a second for a change.
Now, what kind of radio do y'all communicate?
We have emergency, not emergency, but business band radios.
Is that kind of like the Marine radio?
Yeah, similar, but it doesn't go through a repeater. But we tested several radios, and we discovered that these particular radios are strong enough that they can cover the whole city. As long as we're in the city, we can talk to each other.
And yeah, they'll go from one quarter to the next.
And if we can't, we can always...
I can listen to boat traffic on the river with that, so I thought maybe if you got the same frequency, I could...
Yeah.
Who are you waving at?
I'm waving to my husband saying my radio's in the office.
I'm on the radio.
There's a better form of communication than the radio. Smoke signals, hand signals.
Okay. New business. Any new business?
Regarding the snow removal, we're not going to do the snow removal bid at the same time that we're doing the Middlesex paving bid, correct? We're going to do them...
Right, we're going to do them separate.
Opposite months.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we have to do... Yeah. I'm assuming you're going to talk about your Middlesex on your commissioner report.
Really, it's not really old business or new business, but yeah, I can talk about it.
Okay. All right. Report. Is there any new business?
Do you want to bring up the festival?
Easter.
Well, how much more do you think you want to take on?
I can do it.
I know.
You think you can do it?
Oh, did you?
Yeah. He does chicken.
What date are we going to do on the festival?
A lot of stuff, huh?
What date are we planning on doing the festival or the food truck in the green space festivities?
Well, I think we should plan it where the weather is still halfway decent. We're going to pull them up in the grass, so we're going to need parking permits for that.
We drive on the green space.
Yeah, but I just, would think if we're going to plan it to get it also on the website.
Right.
So, but if you will.
Yeah, I haven't really gotten back to you on
it.
I'm interested, and I met a food truck guy. He does.
Well, let's see. It's the 20th of July. What date were we going to do this? October what?
No, we don't want to wait till October.
Well, that's a good month, though.
Maybe the second weekend.
Here's the first or second weekend. That would be my suggestion.
Let people recover from the yard sale and the shred event, and then maybe the second week of October.
Okay.
Which would be our second Saturday would be the 9th.
I think that's probably pretty good. The leaves will be turning.
Okay. So we will, I will collaborate with Crystal on the food trucks and...
Okay, so we got the shredder.
Okay.
9:25. How many food trucks are you going to get?
I didn't hear you.
How many food trucks are you going
to
get?
I'm going to try to get 3 at least.
Food trucks on 10.
And a dessert food truck or ice cream food truck. And then I'm going to look into face painting for the kids, and because I know certain activities we don't want to do.
I can get you the name of a food truck operator that happens to be Kennedy if you want to talk to him.
Oh, yes, thank you. That would be great.
They can do what?
He knows a food
truck. My cousin and her husband run a food truck on the side.
Okay.
If you go out to the park, you should probably see them. What's it called there? Something piggy or...
Pig out?
Pig out.
Oh, okay. I've heard of it. I've seen ads for it.
So
to have a variety.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe barbecue and, I know there's a tie.
Well, there's no power to the green space.
No what?
Power.
No power. Mm-hmm. I think they had generators.
They all got their own insurance.
Yeah.
They would have to.
So whatever you're... So,
well, what are the hours that you're planning?
Well, why don't we do... If you want to do that... do you want to do it in the afternoon, you know, like from 3 to 7 or something? Or?
Yeah, that would be good.
I don't want to go into to 8 o'clock because we need to clean up the green space. Because it's in October. It's
dark.
Getting dark at 8 o'clock and maybe even 7:30. So.
Okay.
3 to 6.
Yeah.
Which date?
October 9th. Can you find
you
me
to do 2 to 6, 3 to 7?
Some reason sets it up.
No, I want to see if like Javel have people in that night.
And I guess will we be getting garbage cans or the garbage boxes or?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
see if we can get Rumkey to donate in some of that stuff. See if we can get a friggin' donation from Rumkey since they're.
I'll call and ask.
See, is there something that is? You know, I know it's getting late, but is there some sort of organization we might want to? Maybe we'll do that next year, where we'll have something where we got an organization that we're associating with.
That will what?
For you know, some health condition or whatever, you know, American. Breast Cancer Society or whatever. You know.
That would do what? Like have
well,
a mobile there? That
well, they can,
give
they can
a
come.
Roddy Doppler or something.
Do what?
Yeah.
No, they usually have something where you basically put a gathering together and get donations for an organization.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah, I could.
Maybe we can do that next year.
Yeah.
We got more time to plan.
October 23rd.
Oh,
sorry,
great.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That? I had to look up on my phone. My reunion is the 23rd. I'm
okay.
In West Virginia on the 23rd.
Okay.
7:12 p.m.
So, what time did we...
7:12. Okay. Dark starts at 7:12, so we need to shut it. We need to go 3 to 6.
3 to 6? 3 hours? Okay.
Unless you want to do 2 to 6.
Well,
what do they want to do? I don't, you know,
yeah,
I've never wanted
to let the food trucks know. And
well, tell them we want to be done by 6:30, okay? Because
okay.
We need to have that green space cleaned up. I don't want it trashed, and it's going to be one of those things that you got to control. And Dan said that the sundown, official sundown is 7:12. On that day. So that would give us a half hour to get the trucks out of there and also get the place cleaned up.
Okay. So how many homes are in your subdivision? I'm just trying to, you know, wonder if 3 food trucks are enough or should I tell them 4 or, you know. Because I'm thinking maybe...
There is approximately... In all of Worthington Hills, the business suites, there's 32, I think, business suites, and the rest, everything else is residential, whether it's the condos or the homes. The most activity we're going to get is probably going to be in the immediate vicinity, which you're probably talking right around 575 houses, between 550 and 575.
Okay.
I've never taken the time to count them.
Yeah, I would probably be 4 just because we might pull in a little bit of cold stream if we do advertise in Worthington Hills. We might pull in a little
bit.
I don't want them sleeve bags over here.
Yeah,
I don't want them sleeve bags over here.
Yeah,
sure. I mean, if we do put it on Nextdoor and it shows up on Nextdoor or somebody, not us, we're not allowed to post on Nextdoor, but if, you know, one of my nice neighbors on Moray Court posts it on Nextdoor for us, then we might pull in some other vicinity.
Okay. All right. Well, I will.
Okay, so do we want to take a vote on these dates and times? Do I hear a motion for these things?
one question. What if it rains? What are we going to do? Are we going to have an alternate date in case it rains?
That's the mayor.
You want to do the 10th if it rains on the 9th? You want us to try to work that out with the food truck people?
Work it out with the food truck people. If it, you know, we can do it just like the yard sales, you know, rain day makeup, and do it the same times if it's raining. Because we can't take the food trucks down there. We can do the food trucks if it's raining that day. We can put the food trucks on Chesterfield. Okay.
That's awesome.
You know.
All right, we will check with our food truck people.
Okay.
The next meeting.
All right.
Yeah, I'm good with this date and this time.
Okay, why don't we go ahead and vote on the shredders? And when's our next meeting? The 19th of August or the 20th of August? I want to go ahead and vote on this shredder thing. So we can get this.
It's the 17th of August.
It's the 17th? Okay. That'll still give us time for the food truck thing. Okay. So who wants to make a motion on the shredders for 9:25?
I'll motion.
At what time?
From 11 to 2.
11 to 2. Okay. I'll give it a second. Okay. You can go ahead and second it, Adam.
I'll second.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Yeah. All right. Next month, make sure you bring up this food truck. If I leave it off this thing, I'm going to put it on here. Food trucks.
Do we need to make a motion for the yard sale, or is that just kind of...
That's automatic.
Okay.
Yeah, it's already on the calendar on the website. Okay.
And you're going to put it on the website about the shredded thing?
Yeah. Okay. That's why I wanted a motion. From 11 to 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. New business. Any new business?
Were you going to approve the date festival?
Do you want to speak? We'll let you speak, Miss Carol.
Sylvia and I came tonight to report on the welcome bag. This was Sylvia's idea, and this started back when COVID was kind of in full swing, and she called me, and we sat in her backyard with an 8-foot table, one of us on each end, and we basically did this. So we had really good response. We've given out 24, I believe my count's right, with one that wasn't home Sunday. And this is all that comes, is just basically... Welcome to the city of Worthington Hills. We have, it includes a welcome letter.
Don't forget.
Websites on it. And the most important thing, I know you might not think so.
Get this started. I don't want to wait till next month.
Guidelines on garbage for that.
Yeah, the resident thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I want this frog.
We have gotten good results. These are the 5 items we give at the Dollar Tree. They get a flash.
And call me before you do anything, okay?
How much information is out there?
Some sort of notebook. Pens to go with it. And then because of COVID, then we get the disinfectant wipes. And they just moved in, so here's a microfiber cooling pot.
Oh, that's nice.
And they have really had, Sylvia, you want to tell them we've had some
really good responses with the people that we have met. They've liked being in the committee, up in the community, and tried to make our meetings. We got to invite them to come to our meetings and everything. And we've gotten a real good response from everybody.
I can see why,
but
that's a nice gift.
It is.
Yes.
I didn't get one.
When did you live?
In 2006.
Oh, wow. Yeah, me either.
In 2006.
Oh,
I know.
This is what we're trying to do to overcome the freaking parking issues. Anyhow, if you would like to become a volunteer for some of our activities, you're more than welcome to contact anybody. Okay? This is what we're trying to do. This is part of the problem that too many people are having too many adversarial conversations on next door. Okay? And, you know, there's a reason. It's like you train. My philosophy is you start with the problems at the bottom and work your way up. Okay? That's what my philosophy has always been. Okay? If you try to work from the top down, you never get to the bottom. Okay? So the little, it may seem like a big issue, but it's not really. I mean, people just need to understand. Go around the neighborhood and see how many houses still have pieces of their siding that are all cracked up, you know, and are not being repaired. These are the type of things we're trying to take care of, but you also have to take care of other things. And at the same time, have a good time. This food truck thing that we're going to try to put together, are you familiar with our big green space?
No, where is that?
When you come down Northumberland, okay, and you're going towards the flagpole, you know we got a flagpole.
Yeah.
Okay. Right before the hill, that hump, mm-hmm, that's in the street section there,
yeah.
If you look
like across
to your left, when you're coming from Bay Run, you look to your left, it's between two houses. They sit there by themselves. There's an entrance right there that goes into the big green space.
Okay.
You can also go to the right court and look for the motorhome.
Hey,
it's in his backyard. Behind the motorhome.
Well, we have something out, like, say for some,
I
don't know where it's at.
Right.
We have something
right.
Out
yeah.
That would be
I've got balloons and a balloon bowler. I've got a bunch of stuff we have for the extravaganza.
Okay,
that we purchased. We got flags, the stringer of flags like you see at the car lots.
Okay.
So it'll be marked how to get in there. But you can enter it from Pulaski when you go down to the new side of Pulaski, between them last two houses. There's an entrance there. There's an entrance on Moonburg Drive. There's an entrance on Mecklenburg that had a big argument with them people on. Okay. There's a number of ways to get to the green space, but the main one is right there on Northumberland.
But you have to walk from your house. You can't park on the street.
That's okay. People can't drive.
Anywhere you see a home dumping site.
Well, it would. Let me put it this way. If you try driving back there, I mean, it can be driven back there, but there's a big hump in a certain spot. And really, we just really want the food trucks down there. So if it's nice, which I'm thinking it will be in October, it shouldn't be too hot, even if it's sunshiny. It's not a bad walk. I mean, take it from a guy that campaigned to walk the whole city, okay? I got a lot of ground on these shoes. So that we'll probably allow parking on the street that day. Okay. Most of it can be reached by the neighbors in the immediate vicinity. Okay, because the people on Luray can come out that way. They can come off of Rustburg Place. They can come up that way. They can come off Ludenburg Drive two different ways, and also on Ludenburg Court. There's an entrance from there. And
all
like
courts
I said,
have an entrance except Dickerson, don't they?
Yeah, except Dickerson.
So it's not real close for Bay Run.
Huh?
Not real close for Bay Run.
Oh, well, get out your hiking shoes, Dan.
Well, I don't have to park on the street. Jen would have to park on
well,
the street.
Well, she's the closest. Yeah. She's right on the end of Bay Run, so it's just a hop, skip, and a jump almost.
Yeah. Well, I'll stop by and give you a ride, so you won't have to park.
I mean,
I'll take the chance, because I'll have to park.
You can park in my driveway.
Okay,
thank you. Okay. Get a shuttle to run around the
neighborhood. That would be like a trolley from downtown. That'd be great.
You don't want to ride my car. I got dog hair. All right. Any new business other than what we just heard about? Okay. Thank you, Miss Carol. Thank you, Miss.
Yes.
We appreciate it. Thank you, Sylvia. Appreciate all the good work you're doing. I'll try to get you some more volunteers if you want some. We've got a couple more houses that just got sold too. So.
Before we move on, maybe you can have some kind of little table at the festival.
Oh, and just show everybody that.
Well, yeah. Or just have that information. Maybe not everyone has the information you have.
Yeah, we'll make it.
Go to the website. You know, go to the, that's what I want to go ahead and highlight it in the welcome letter.
Right. But some people don't, you know, I know there's still some people that don't even go on the internet. And, you know, unfortunate, and it's not unfortunate. I kind of wish I wasn't introduced to a cell phone or something. But, you know, that might be something that we could have there with information about the city.
Like a list of all the commissioners and what they cover and how to reach them. And you have like a city table.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
City table. Okay. All right. Moving right along to, I thought this was going to be a short meeting. Moving right along to the commissioner reports. Who wants to go first?
I will. Mine's really
Thank
short.
You,
yeah.
Commissioner Ruffin.
June 27th, I drove the city for the streetlight check, and everything was good. July 5th, Mayor Bob emailed about a streetlight out in the entrance island. July 5th, I reported it to LG&E for repair. July 15th, Mayor Bob called to report a street light that was off and on again in the island of East Bay Court, and I called and reported to LG&E for repair. I read all emails. I was unable to do a second city drive-through because my car bit the dust.
Oh, wow.
So, hopefully I'll have a car in the next week and I'll get back to driving the city again. And that's it.
Okay.
Next, if you're ready.
Commissioner Adams, go ahead.
My report covers June 15th through July 20th. I went to the post office with Mayor Stone several times. I went to the storage shed twice, once to get flags and stuff for 4th of July and once to put it all back.
With Mayor Bob?
Mayor Bob Stone.
Okay.
I said Mayor Stone.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear it. Sorry.
Yeah, went to storage shed with Mayor Stone twice.
Okay.
We'll participate in the radio test with Commissioner Metcalf and everyone tonight. There weren't any citizen inquiries or questions to respond to this month. Drove the roads of City Worthington Hills to check for cracks and puddles. Picked up the donated trees from Commissioner Moffin's home. Commissioner Hall was not home at the time, so I planted the trees. They're not planted in the city. Yeah.
Are they alive?
I think so. They're starting to shoot little things out. I think so. So I got those planted, and I'm taking care of those. Where was I? Went to the Coldstream City meeting on June 17th. We're trying to do a repaving project for the street of Middlesex, and we're trying to work with Coldstream to get a vendor that will pave the whole entire thing, so they'll pay their portion and we'll pay our portion, so that way the whole thing gets paved all at the same time. So I went to the City of Coldstream meeting on June 17th, and I learned they are interested in paving their portion of Middlesex, and I also got the name and number of their snow contractor, because we also had issues with Lunenburg and Middlesex with our snow vendor. He was not, his contractors were not getting on the same page about doing where to start and where to stop, and, you know, and so Middlesex got missed a lot in February, and I, you know, caught some grief over that. So we're trying to get the same vendor to do Coldstream and, you know, Worthington Hills. That way they can get Lunenburg and all of it from the Coldstream all the way to, you know, the stop sign and things like that. So that way it's all done. Because, yeah, they were forgetting to go down to the city limits on that. So I got the name and number of their snow contractor so I can make him aware that our snow contract is up for bid. And then they did say they were interested in paving their portion of Middlesex as well. A bid advertisement will be placed for the Middlesex repaving project soon. I'm working with Coldstream to try to coordinate both cities' bids to be in the newspaper on the same day. We're going to wait until spring to address the pavement repair for areas on Boynton. Mayor Stoneham advised that the cracks are due to the irrigation sprinklers and other rainwater getting under the pavement. The cracks are not in the area of driving. They are just on the edge of the center island. Snow removal contract bid will have to be placed in the newspaper soon as well, so we can get a new snow contractor for this winter. And that, I guess, will be done in September-ish or something. We're going to place that bid in September.
The best time to do that is probably September, the first week in September. When's our September meeting is the 15th, if I remember right.
Okay.
So we need to get it in at the end of August, so we'll deal with that. But we need to take and have a motion on the Middlesex project, Middlesex Drive paving project. So I'll make a motion that we do the paving on Middlesex from Northumberland to the city limits, and also the little portion that's on Bay Oak or whatever the heck that little street is, and place the bid in the paper next week. We've got the bid already, or the bid posting already worded. So if I can get a second, then we can take a vote.
And if you all want to see it, I printed it. This isn't going in the paper, but this is what it looks like. What they have to fill out.
So a motion's been made. She's reading.
I'm not going to make a second. I'm going to let them make.
Oh, okay.
I'll make a motion. There, will you?
And you a second?
Second.
Okay. I'll let Susan get done reading in case she's got some questions.
No, that looks good.
All right. All those in favor say aye for the Middlesex project paving.
Aye.
Repaving. Aye. Okay, it's unanimous for the repaving project. We'll get you the bid posting and let you know what they need to be put in so that we get that in time. Okay. Commissioner Medcalf.
Girls City on multiple occasions and increased nighttime patrols. Mayor Stoneham and I went to patrol there on occasion. Received a call from a neighbor on the morning of 7/4/21 at 1:30 a.m. that a group of cars parked on the street next to his house on Rustburg Place. The people were playing loud music, talking loud. I called Metro Police and they arrived within 5 minutes. They dispatched three cars. As soon as the police entered the street, the individuals got back in their cars and turned off the music. The police just drove past and left the neighborhood. The subjects then left the area. Went to post office for Mayor's phone.
Okay. And I guess Commissioner Hall will get his report to you. Okay. Is there any final thoughts from the citizens group? Everything okay? Did you raise your hand, Ed?
I said good job.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. And again, we'll work to try to make the parking issue a little bit more friendly, okay? But there won't be any overnight street parking. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah.
How come the manager had to call to get the parking?
It doesn't matter. You can call me, and if I can, I'll get it to you within the same day, or sometimes it's just within an hour or two.
Oh, okay. That's good. Okay. I don't know.
Is that for one car or additional cars? I'm just curious.
You have to have one for each car.
One for each car. Yeah. Okay.
Well, if you issue one,
Oh, I see. Okay.
I'll have that next minute. And just as a final thought with the parking thing, I mean, it helps the snow removal trucks as well. Just install the snow removal. Like, it there's going to be spots that are missed if there's on-street overnight parking and stuff like that. So it's not just the emergency vehicles that exit either.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
No, I understand. Our streets are tiny. And, you know, if we...
That reminds me, last night, one of your residents over on Hideaway Court had his big pickup truck and a trailer parked on the street. And trust me, if a fire truck had to get down that street, they couldn't have got down the street last night.
I know who it is. I'll take care of it.
Okay. Yeah. It was disturbing to me.
Was he pulling in front of his house?
No. He was right before the parking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'll talk to him.
Okay, yeah, because it was disturbing me because when I drove through, I just had about this much room on both sides, and I know there was no fire truck or ambulance getting through there. And so I just wanted to make that clear, okay? All right, if there's nothing else, then... do I hear a motion to adjourn the morning meeting?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Okay. Thank you very much. It's 8:30.
8:31.
8:31.
Sorry.